Breakfast
with Russ.
ABC Radio Perth.
Hey, Russ.
Darktown Strutters Ball by Ted Mulberry Gang. It was an old jazz song written by Shelton Brooks more than 100 years ago. It's been recorded many times under numerous titles, but it took Ted Mulberry Gang to give it a new lease of life in the 70s with a bit of a rockier edge. In 1976, it rose to number 3 on the charts here, following Hot on the Heels of Jumping My Car the year before. So today on Vinyl Friday, let's celebrate the music of Ted Mulberry Gang. And I'm so pleased to say we're doing it with one of its original members of the group, Herman Kovac. Good morning to you, Herman.
Morning, Russell. How are you, mate?
Really great, thanks. So nice to talk to you. Ted Mulberry Gang had a string of hits, but what was, you know, that was sort of an interesting move to latch onto an old jazz classic, Herman, and turn it a little bit rock. How did that happen?
Okay, when we used to tour before Hit Records, and we used to fly around, we used to actually have a 22-seater Toyota Coaster bus with the gear in the back, and we'd be up the front. And we'd do trips like from Adelaide to Brisbane to Sydney, just totally on the road. And Ted and Les used to sing all these songs that their parents sang, like If I Rule the World and all these old things that I'd never heard of. And they used to sing Darktown Strutters Ball. And I always used to request it in the car, in the bus. I'd say, oh, I'll do that Darktown Strutters Ball. And then when we came to recording the Strut album, we were down a song. And I suggested, why don't we do a rock version of Darktown Strutters Ball? And Ted and Les said, oh, nah. And Bruce Brown, the engineer, said, let me hear it. And so we just jammed it. And he came up with some ideas and he said, that's your next single, just like that. And Ted actually wrote the second verse and it went to the publishers, to the family of who wrote that jazz song, the Descendants own the song. They said, okay, you can use the second verse, but it's still a Shelton Brooks song. It's not Shelton Brooks Mulberry. We're not splitting the copyright. We're not splitting the money. But you can use a second verse. But we didn't care about the money. We just wanted to do the song. So that's how that came about.
And so they probably did pretty well out of it, to be honest, didn't they, the Shelton family?
Exactly. Well, that song, you said it was number 3 over there. Well, in Sydney and Melbourne, it used to hover from 3 to 2, 3 to 2. It couldn't get past Fernando. And it used to juggle positions with Bohemian Rhapsody. And we were in Melbourne and we were having tea and scones at the Palm Court in this motel, hotel down there, the Southern Cross. And Benny and Bjorn were brought over by the Australian Record Company, introduced to us and said, told Benny and Bjorn, this is the Australian band that knocked Mamma Mia off the number one spot with Jump My Car, but they just can't get past Fernando with their other single, with their second single. And Benny's going, and Bjorn's going, oh, we're so sorry, we're so sorry. He's apologising for the fact that we couldn't knock him off.
Oh, that's
which is quite funny.
Oh, that's such a good snapshot. Firstly, Southern Cross Hotel, to hear you talk about it, because we used to see it advertised all the time. That's where guests used to stay if they weren't at the Siebeltown House or when they
exactly
were touring around the place.
And, you know, the whole glass wall was just covered in a sea of bodies of screaming teeny boppers trying to get in.
Was that for you or for ABBA?
Well, it was like that for us.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know ABBA were in there, right?
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
Whenever Sherbet and us used to go there, we'd have to actually be, if we were playing at the Maya Music Bowl or Festival Hall, an armoured car that used to deliver money to the banks, it'd have to come in the kitchen, in the service entrance. We'd get in that way, and that's how we'd get to all these venues.
And also then, I mean, the names that were around at the time, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody and Fernando, Mamma Mia, I mean, they're just iconic songs and the music that you're responsible for at the same time, you know, fit that era and are as iconic. I mean, of course, those two bands went on to, you know, international stardom and, you know, such great, huge behemoths. But TMG, for years, had a really significant role to play in the Australian music scene. But I wonder, you know, when you lose your lead singer, like sadly Ted Mulry himself died.
20 years ago, just last month, was 20th anniversary.
So you know, when that, you know, when that happened, of course, is that, do you think then you just park the music and go, oh, well, that's that?
Well, I organised a benefit for him, the Gimme Ted benefit, when he was sick. And I remember saying to him, well, that's it for me, you know, unless you get better, I'm not playing drums anymore. And I didn't play drums for 16 years. And it was only in 2016 where Tony Grace from the Harbour Agency kept hassling me, saying to put the band together. And I said, hang on, well, we haven't got a singer. And he said, well, either have the Angels and either have My Sex, and they're doing great business. And I kept saying, no, no, no. And I said, look, if any of the other two original members agree to it, I'll do it. But I knew they wouldn't. But I was shocked when they said, oh, yeah, that sounds like fun. So we got Ted's brother, Steve Mulry, to sing. But before I agreed, I was talking to Mark Evans, who's the original bass player of AC/DC, to see if he'd play bass, because Ted played bass as well, but Steve, his brother, doesn't play bass. And Mark said to me, he said, oh, that's a great idea. It's a great legacy band that you're going to remind people of Ted's music and his songs. And I thought, yeah, never looked at it that way. So yeah, we did 2016-17, and just before COVID we did a few shows with, and Mark Evans had to go on with Rose Tattoo, so we used Tony Mitchell from Sherbet, because we used to tour with Sherbet, so they're all mates anyway. Yes. You know,
Herman Kovac is my guest from Ted Mulry Gang, our Vinyl Friday chat. Steve Mulry is somebody, like, I seem to remember that Ted's brother had a bit of a career himself anyway, didn't he?
Yeah, he was in a heavy rock band called Black Label.
Right.
So he's more of a Deep Purple type rockier singer than Ted was, but he can mellow down, and at times he just sounds uncannily like Ted. You know, he's not mimicking Ted, but it sounds like Ted, if you know what I mean.
What about, how do you go with, like, the biggest song that you're known for is Jump in My Car? Is it a song that you can play in 2021?
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Young kids, you know, may be introduced to you and they say, you know, you in a band or something like that. You mention the name of the band. Oh, no, and then you just say, oh, Jump in My Car. Oh, that film clip under the Harbour Bridge. Yeah, we know that song. You know what I mean? The song has got bigger than the band name at the moment for this younger generation, you know. And then when we play, we'll do, you know, Crazy, Lazy Eyes, Heart of Stone, Jamaica Rum, Dark Down Struts. People then think, geez, didn't realise you had that many hits, when they actually see you live, because they see, they're reminded, oh, that was you guys, you know what I mean?
What about does Ted's solo career get a play on stage? Like, do you get Falling in Love Again?
As a tribute, the band leaves the stage and Gary Dixon, who's an original member, he gets an acoustic guitar and he sings Julia and Falling in Love Again, and the whole audience just sings along with those songs. Yeah. So we still give that a little, it's like a little feature in there, you know, with the screen behind, Ted's photo comes up and stuff like that.
And so, I mean, the world's changed so much, but if borders come down and bands can tour again, is it something that we might see in Perth?
Well, we nearly came over with John Coughlin's Quo, and I just told the promoter, look, John Coughlin's Quo, he's the drummer. I said, you're mad. No one's going to buy tickets for that. That's like Herm Kovac's TMG. One person's going to come along. You know what I mean? The drummer has the least currency. Get real. And I was right. You know, no one wanted to pay. I'd get emails saying, look, we'd like to see you, but we don't want to pay $60 to see John Coughlin's Quo, whoever they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yes, to answer your question, there is a 50th anniversary tour being put in place, because October 22 is the 50th anniversary of Ted Mulry Gang starting. So there is a 50th anniversary tour.
Great.